You ask me a question to which I give a stupid answer. You ask me whether I wanted to live, and I said yes. Actually, Miss Page, I want more, much more. I want to create, to make something big out of something little.
These are the sounds of days that are past.
This is Centuries of Sound, 1948, Part 1. Get this mix as a podcast and help the show survive by becoming a supporter for just $5 or local equivalent per month at patreon.com/centuriesofsound.
Hi, gang. Hello. It's nice to be standing here tonight looking into your faces. And believe me, a lot of your faces can stand looking into.
It was war. In Greece, it was war. In Palestine, it was war.
For everyone. Oh, boy.
Hi, howdy, doody. Well, hello, boys and girls, and hello, Mr. Smith. And...
Well, by now, everybody has wished everybody a happy 1948.
A memorable year of sports.
This is a story.
All right, Dennis, all right. What is it?
Soundgarden, Uncle Sam, Sal, make a love to a whole-eyed man. Fire in the mountain, come in, son. Tell him it's you, your Rosal son. Sitting on a rock in Arkansas. Fire in the mountain, come here, son. Fire in the mountain, run, boy, run. Cotton-Eye Joe, far in the mountain, come here, son. Sal, let me chew your rolling son.
Chickens, but there are a few things you ought to know about it.
They like their chocolate cakes too.
Thank you. clash between the political creeds of East and West overshadowed the nations in 1948.
So ask yourself whether the facts support the purpose.
सोलह बरस की भई उमरिया गोरे गोरे पाँव में झांझन गोरे गोरे पाँव में झांझन चाल करे बदनाम होए होए चाल करे बदनाम
हाय हाय चाल करे बदनाम हाय हाय चाल करे बदनाम
संदल जैसे हाथ लचीले संदल जैसे हाथ लचीले कौन न ले दिल थाम होए होए कौन न ले दिल थाम
हाय हाय कौन न ले दिल थाम हाय हाय कौन न ले दिल थाम
अपनी तो ले कोई खबरिया
सोलह बरस की भई उमरिया सोलह बरस की भई उमरिया
सोलह बरस की भई उमरिया
ओ
From India came news that shocked the world. The assassination of Mahatma Gandhi.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good morning to you. This is John Cameron Twayze in the NBC newsroom in New York. The New Delhi India Radio has just been heard reporting that Mohandas Gandhi has been fatally shot. Gandhi was shot a few minutes before his evening crown meeting at Birla House. I saw him carried into the house after the shooting, says the correspondent. I was only 10 yards away from Gandhi when I heard 3 or 4 shots. They didn't sound very loud, more like firecrackers. Gandhi fell back, and the next thing I saw were policemen and members of his entourage grappling with a heavy-set man. As soon as it was realized Gandhi had been shot, a terrible cry of grief went up from the crowd.
Millions of people believed with Gandhi that truth is God and God is truth. Even in death, his influence will spread after the initial wave of violence in India, and there are riots in Bombay tonight.
At 5:03 Indian time, Mr. Gandhi came out of Birla House. And because he was a little late for evening prayers, he stepped out more briskly than at any time since his fast. He was wearing his usual white loincloth and a pair of sandals. He'd thrown a shawl round his chest, for it was getting chilly. His arms were resting lightly on the shoulders of 2 companions, and he was smiling. There were only 200 or 300 people in the garden, and they pressed eagerly towards him as he climbed the steps leading to the small raised lawn where the congregation had gathered. As he got to the top of the steps and approached the crowd, he took his arms from the shoulders of his friends and raised his hands in salutation. He was still smiling. A thick-set man, in his 30s, I should say, and dressed in khaki, was in the forefront of the crowd. He moved a step towards Mr. Gandhi, took out a revolver, and fired several shots at almost point-blank range. It didn't sound like a revolver, but like a Chinese cracker that a child might have let off. Mr. Gandhi fell. For a few seconds, no one could believe what had happened. Everyone seemed dazed and numb. And then a young American who had come for the prayers rushed forward to seize the shoulders of the man in the khaki coat. That broke the spell. There was a terrible cry of anguish, a wailing lament from the crowd. Half a dozen people stooped to lift Mr. Gandhi. Others hurled themselves on the attacker. I saw flailing arms beating on his head and shoulders, and soon there was blood on his face. He was overpowered and taken away.
Unforgettable scenes accompanied the cremation of the leader whom millions mourned.
And now a quick switch to Henry Cassidy in St. Moritz, Switzerland.
Today we are on the brink of a new world.
No doubt about it, this is the cold-catching season, all right. And certainly you'll agree if you happen to have a miserable cold right now.
As freedom was gained in Asia, it was lost in Europe. Czechoslovakia, for almost 30 years regarded as the bastion of democracy, fell to the sapping of its communist fifth column. Even the politically unwary noted that communism made its gains in those lands where the Red Army stands upon the border.
I hereby resolve that I will never again interfere in other people's affairs, and hereafter I will mind my own business.
John Fisher speaking to you from London. I like that word, London. And believe me, dear old London looks pretty good after 10 or 12 days in the sea of sadness which is Europe. There's no smile on my lips tonight. No traveler can look into the face of misery on the continent and come back joyful. I took the plane from Belgium, Brussels to Prague. And again, I was in a different world. Prague is sad and grim. And the Czech diet is one of the toughest in Europe. But for my money, the most thrilling city in Europe today is Warsaw. I was told that it would be bad, but I couldn't believe it. Even after I had seen it, it's beyond the comprehension of the human mind to grasp the enormity of the destruction and the awfulness of war. They've come back to the cellars and ruins, and they talk once again of a new and a grand city. And their faith and energy is staggering, and their capacity to rebuild almost fanatical.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm getting late over in the evening. I feel like blowing my horn. When I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. I'm getting late over in the evening, man. Now I feel like blowing my horn. Well, now woke up this morning, all I had was gone. Books went to the ocean, running into the sea. But don't find my baby, somebody gone, sure bury me. Books went to the ocean, man, that ocean went to the sea. Well, now, don't find my baby, child. Somebody sure gonna bury me. Like days, seemed like my baby would stop her whole evil way. But it seemed like hours and hours, seemed like days. Well, now, seemed like my baby child, well, child would stop her low down way.
Take a dry egg at room temperature. Touch the egg with any other bandage. Brand X, brand Y, brand Z. Not one sticks. But a Band-Aid plastic strip with new Super Stick sticks tight instantly. Watch it again in slow motion.
You can't do that.
Who says so?
The government.
But I'm part of the government. I don't remember any such law.
Too late now, buddy.
And now we'll wait 21 days for things to happen.
52 maal Q is 13 maal X.
Ja.
X is 20, wat is 3 maal Q?
Wat leren de kinderen toch een rare dingen tegenwoordig, hè? Hoe zei u, mevrouw?
52 maal Q is 13 maal X. X is 20, wat is 3 maal Q?
3 maal Q?
The gallant fight of Colchester against the Goliaths of the First League captured the imagination of a people who always cheer the underdog.
3 oesters?
Ja. Let op, juffrouw, die krijgt vast een 10 op zijn rapport.
Verder, juffrouw.
Waarvan leeft een kaaiman? Wat is een kaaiman, juffrouw?
Kaaiman, weet u dat niet? Een man van de kaai, hè?
Oh.
Bootwerker of zo.
Ach ja, natuurlijk. Waarvan leeft een kaaiman? Ik zou zeggen van brood, aardappelen en groenten.
Natuurlijk, en 's maandags een bietje.
Susie Q, what's cooking with you?
Your teeth look whiter than new, new, new.
My teeth aren't new, but my toothpaste is new Pepsodent. Get with it, kids.
Oh, now isn't that handy?
Let me repeat. I'm not minimizing the destruction and death which accompany such man-made explosions as the atomic bomb. I am saying that the magnitude of nature's forces cannot easily be grasped. In short, that the atomic bomb has had no noticeable effect on the world's weather.
Locomotive,
Somewhere off the Florida Keys, Hangman's Island, a bleak ruin of marsh, rubble, and Scotch pine trees.
Your hands will tell you why.
And here's where the light blues caught their craft.
When we got to the hotel, I remember how you signed the register. Mr. and Mrs. Phil Harris and Orchestra.
That makes sense to me.
Thank you.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Right now, here's a conversation that could have taken place in almost any home today.
You know, Mary, with all the tummy aches and headaches the family's apt to get during the holidays, I'm glad I've got some good, reliable drug products in the medicine cabinet.
Gee, Nancy, how do you decide which brand to buy?
That's easy. I use Rexall.
Why?
Well, our family druggist first recommended Rexall, and I asked him the same thing. He told me...
Ma'am, we'd be here till closing time if I tried to tell you all the reasons. But here's just one.
Notice how breeding has increased the amount of meat on the breast.
It's a glittering generality.
One of the best.
That's one for every man, woman, and child in the nation.
Even in Yugoslavia, communism received a setback. For Marshal Tito developed a streak of independence. He decided to run his country from Belgrade, its capital, without supervision from Moscow.
National Day saw 43 runners battling around the 4.5 famous miles. Turf history was made by, yes, Sheila's Cottage, the first mare to win a national for 46 years.
Freddy!
Uh-oh.
That's your mother. No, you're out. Does she know I'm about to steal your alive when I look in your eyes? Something tells me how about a little kiss? Little kiss never miss. So see ya. Keep on wasting time. Also see ya. Speedy.
Does your mother know you're Aunt Cecilia?
Mm-mm.
Does she know that I'm about to steal ya?
Look in your eyes, something tells me.
How's about a little kiss, Aunt Cecilia? One more kiss you'll never miss, Aunt Cecilia.
Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, speedy, la, 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 hot, hot, do, 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 do. Cecilia.
April the 6th, Budget Day.
What's your name, sir?
Mr. Bevel.
Mr. Bevel, where do you come from?
I come from Kensington.
Kensington, you work here, do you?
Yes.
Well, now, what was your first and immediate reaction to the budget when you read it either last night or this morning?
Well, my first reaction was to see the cigarettes went up.
Cigarettes have gone up again. Does that affect you largely a great deal?
Yes, of course, I'm a heavy smoker.
You are? How many do you smoke a day?
About 30.
And how many are you going to smoke tomorrow?
30.
Now, here's a tobacconist to give his opinion.
Well, my opinion is this by people who are workers, that they say that it could have been worse, much worse, and they're pretty satisfied in what they've got, and I've got 4,000 customers, so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, now, the next person who I'm going to ask a few questions is, and your name?
Mrs. Frank Taylor.
Mrs. Frank Taylor. Mrs. Taylor, can you just tell me, in as few words as possible, what you think of the budget?
I think that the budget is designed rather to affect people who have been careful during their lives, have saved their money in order to provide for their old age and their children's education. I think you're going to tax that class of person.
You are. And how does it affect you on the whole, do you feel, you personally?
On the whole, I don't think it's going to affect me very much indeed. I'm a smoker, so I shall pay a little on the...
And you'll just
on
go on smoking in spite of the tuppence, will you?
Well, I think probably I shall have to cut it out altogether.
Well, the gentleman here says he represents the workers and wants to give his opinion, which
well,
is...
Well, I think they should have cut the tobacco right down to half of it, not raise it again. Everything's been on the up and up for the working class. And that's what I think of the budget. It's something terrible.
Well, now, how's the budget affected you?
Well, I think that it's quite all right for the people that have got money. Mm-hmm. But the poor people, I think, have had a very raw deal.
In what way do you feel?
Well, I think the poor man who has to go out and have a pint of beer, mm-hmm. to go and pay a little extra on it,
yes.
it hits him very hard.
Now, how do you think the budget compares with today's weather?
Well, I think it's very fair, considering the country's condition.
Well, I'm a smoker and I'm a drinker, don't I look it? I think it's damnable.
A preachment, dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, that's it. It was so good.
Oh, once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Hey, sing Temptation, will you?
Please. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Will you?
Dear friend, somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll write on your grave. Two women in whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Temptation.
Hold it, brother. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
Now, what do you say? I don't want it. My soul is not for sale. I don't want to buy it, I just want to rent it for a while. I'm sorry, Curly, I got principles.
Must be something wrong here.
You'll find many versions of the appeal based on the common man on the street, log cabin to president.
Riot and bloodshed in Bogota, meeting place of the Inter-American Conference, followed the assassination of a popular leader.
Thank you.
Wembley and an all Lancashire Cup final saw Manchester United beat Blackpool 4-2 and the trophy pass into the welcoming hands of Johnny Carey.
And no wonder.
Steel made new records.
It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell. P-R-E-L-L.
We have just assisted at the obsequies for singing commercials. That'll kill them forever.
You had a plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some of the men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wanderer now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Jiving and I took you in. Now all you got to offer me's a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
During the recent war, I saw many young Americans killed. I watched ships explode and burn, planes crash in flames. Men, our men, my friends, fall. I met thousands of prisoners of war as they were liberated from indescribable conditions of imprisonment and suffering. I viewed the devastation of cities and of farms. In the midst of these experiences, I thought more deeply than ever before of the way in which men should live, of the preciousness of freedom, of the future of America. I made a quiet resolve to do everything within my power after VJ Day to keep America free and to prevent a third world war. Now, I find that the difficulty here tonight is that Mr. Stassen has not adhered to his subject or his statements. On February 5, 1948, Congressman Wundt said, "I have been one of those who has not looked with favor upon proposals to outlaw the Communist Party or to declare its activities illegal, because I fear such action on the part of Congress would only tend to drive further underground the forces which are already largely concealed from public view."
Thank you, Governor Dewey. We pause now 10 seconds for station identification.
Thank you.
прожмолішу тепати вдепо.
By speedily recognizing the new state of Israel, the United States achieved the rather dubious distinction of having had three Palestine policies inside the past 6 months. At that point, we reversed our whole partition policy. And after an agonizing week at the UN during which it wasn't clear whether we had any policy at all, we asked the UN to abandon the partition program which we had sponsored and to create a temporary UN trusteeship over Palestine. The fundamental reason for this was a desire to keep Russian forces out of the Near East. Since there is no veto in the trusteeship council, it was conceivable that a temporary trusteeship could be set up in Palestine, whereupon the trusteeship council could then vote to send an international contingent made up, well, say, of American, British, and French troops to do the required policing.
Latest camera records from Palestine show heavy damage in and around the Arab city of Jaffa as Haganah troops move up to new positions along the war-scarred roads. Jaffa itself has become an almost deserted city, most of the 70,000 inhabitants having left when the State of Israel was proclaimed. The historic fortress of Acre came into the possession of Haganah, for whom it's an important base. Some troops of this force are continuing their training, others go out on patrol. While behind the troubled scene, negotiations for a ceasefire continue from day to day.
Was there to be still another cycle of affliction, appeasement, and annihilation? Or had we walked through midnight, towards the dawn, without knowing it?
صغير وشعر فريزي يا ما
رجلي قلبي يا ما رجلي قلبي يا ما
جاني يطلع صوب الشارع داير شماطة رامي على الظهر مخلاتة للشيخة عندي
But free.
What you do to music, I do to people.
One more hour. Up there in the sky.
I can see a gold ball.
Don Bradman and his colleagues from Down Under treated us to a dazzling show of the Commonwealth's classic game. They hit us with everything but the umpires, and we enjoyed it. On this revolving turntable...
Oh, money. Mm-hmm. Frank, money isn't everything, you know.
Well, naturally, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you friendship. Money can't buy you happiness.
Look, just give me the loot and I'll do my own shopping.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
रात को जी है रात को जी चमके तारे पहलू मैं दिल मेरा पाऊं पसारे जी मैं का करूं राम
रात को जी है रात को जी बोले पपी हरा देख पल मोरा डोले दियारा देख पल मोरा डोले दियारा जी मैं मर गई रामा
रात को जी है रात को जी उड़ते बादल साथ हमारे गोरी दूर चली चल जी मैं का करूं रामा
But if life held more hope for the children of Westerly, it held less for the children of Berlin.
Berlin, main trouble center of the great powers, has rarely been out of the headlines, while the gigantic Anglo-American airlift answered the Soviet blockade.
Of course you know about the airlift. You know that 2.5 million Germans in the western zone of Berlin depend upon those American and British planes for their fuel and food. More than 10 million pounds each day. The biggest peacetime effort ever made by any nation or group of nations.
The Russians shut off all highway, rail, and river traffic into Berlin, and the only thing left for the Allies to do was to fly supplies into the city. The Russians didn't care how many people they starved to death if they could push the Allies out of Germany, which they were trying very hard to do. And they didn't care how many children starved to death for the lack of milk. They didn't care how many people starved to death. They have no heart, whatever, about anything. They have a small value for human life. Because in the days when this was happening, Russia was the most populous country on the globe. But they've gotten caught up with now. They've got a friend on the southeast corner of their great country that has 700 million people to their 200. And they're beginning to get a little shaky in their boots, and they're much easier to deal with now. If the Chinese take a northern march into Siberia, they can't stop them, because 200 million can't stop 700 million people when they want to get somewhere. And I'm very sorry that that had to take place. Of course, we felt very badly about this situation with the breaking of their first major agreement after World War II, but it didn't seem to bother them one little bit. They have no sense of honor. I don't have any use for him. I wouldn't trust a Russian to cross the street.
Cut.
One bell, please.
Well, so many people say they don't cut whiskey out. Just let them have a little wine. Now, if you get so drunk every once in a while, they must have been drinking moonshine.
That was the first hour of Centuries of Sound, 1948, Part 1. Get this mix as a podcast and help the show survive by becoming a supporter for just $5 or local equivalent per month at patreon.com/centuriesofsound. The full mix can be streamed from the Centuries of Sound website at centuriesofsound.com.